how this guy, what's his name? Let me make sure I have his name correct. Two people's name, Franco and Chris Millan, they visited How They're Wrong. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. In this episode, I'm going to show you how this guy, what's his name? Let me make sure I have his name correct. Two people's name, Franco and Chris Millan, they visited How They're Wrong, basically. How They're Wrong. When I say How They're Wrong, please watch this video, okay? Basically, they visited Real Estate Disruptors podcast with Steve Trang, and they had a few things to say. And by the way, I'm learning from all of those guys, okay? So I'm not hating or anything like that. If anything, there's a good chance I took them out of context. So it's another way for me to clear up a few ideologies for you. And then, you know, hopefully we'll clear up some more things for you, because I'm sure you'll subscribe. As a matter of fact, it's a form of promotion for them too. Go ahead and support all of those guys. They, for the most part, 99% of the time, they know what they're talking about. But I wanted to clear up a few things that they had to say about what's that number one thing that you need to survive the business of real estate wholesaling, right? And let me just play the video. I think it will do you a better justice than me just talking. So let's go ahead and hear it.
Was it the pick? You can't win if you don't play?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, man.
So what are some of the most valuable resources? Like things that people need to go check out, they need to learn about, tools, whatever.
I would say, what do you say? I would say data. You have to, data is more key. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the thing you need. Everything else, you can learn it. You can watch YouTube channel. I mean, yeah, you just learn. Data is the thing you need to be able to get these deals.
Yeah, so is there any particular data source that you guys prefer? I mean, we already talked about skip tracing data, but as far as like lists or whatever, is there a particular list source you guys like?
There's a lot of different ones, but then it comes back to you analyzing the market you're in, and you want to become profitable right away, so you want to definitely get all the zip codes in that county or city you're going into and study that zip code. Obviously, starting off, you don't want to go into the hyper competitive zip codes, because you'll get burned out. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're a newbie and you're not really good on the phone, so you want to check the sweet spot.
All right, so here we go again. When they asked them what's the, I think, valuable thing, the most valuable thing, it said data. I absolutely 100% agree with him with regards to that. Data is everything. Data is essentially, let me just clarify what that means for you. Data is essentially a list of contacts, a list of property addresses, hopefully including the contact information. If it doesn't include the contact information, you have to skip trace to find the phone numbers of these people, so you can either call them. If you don't want to do that, you can send them a mail at home. You can send them letters at the property address or the mailing address, right? Basically offering them to buy the house. That's what real estate wholesaling and real estate investing is all about, right? It's about offering people to purchase their property, usually distressed property, at a discount, a very deep discount, so you can sell the rights to purchase to other people for a lucrative fee. That's what wholesaling is all about, right? So when they say data is probably the most important thing, I agree, okay? But I think the most important thing, honestly, is investing in yourself, okay? You yourself as a person. What if I give you a piece of data and you don't know what to do with it, right? It's useless. So I definitely want to encourage investing in yourself. Somehow they mentioned YouTube. You know, YouTube is cool. YouTube is basically, we teach you the what and the why, but YouTube generally will not teach you enough when it comes to how to. A lot of times you have to invest in a course, invest in a mentorship, invest in a coaching in order to make the most out of that, because you need some level of focus too. And YouTube is kind of hard to focus right here on YouTube, because, or Facebook or any social media platform, it's hard to focus because you have so many options in front of you. But when you invest yourself into a course, or you invest in yourself and you get into a course, you kind of stay focused, you have laser focus, blinders on, and then you can start from start to finish, and then you can start executing. It's just a lot more easier because you're focused, right? Now, that's not to say it's not possible to do it on YouTube. It's absolutely possible. I'm just saying, you have a better choice, okay? You may have a better choice for most people. There may be some kind of a person that can use YouTube and kill it. I'm sure there's probably a few examples out there. I'm just saying, if you can afford to cut that time short, you go through investing in yourself, all right? So now, in addition to that, they mentioned, he now said, the other thing that's beyond data is basically reaching out to the data. Obviously, you have to reach out to these people. It's called marketing. So I think investing in yourself and learning the marketing skills is probably a lot more important than data. Because again, like I said, if I give you data and you don't know what to do with it, what's the point, right? So I don't think, now there's something else that I mentioned, that they mentioned, that I think I want to get through again. Let's see if I can capture that.
And you want to become profitable right away.
So all right, so he mentioned being profitable right away, right? And he said, go to a city, go find out the data of how people are trading cash properties, cash transactions between each other in any given city. Don't go into the hyper cities because it's probably too competitive. I absolutely disagree with that. Personally, the cream always rises to the top, okay? I don't believe that I have competition in this game, personally. I just don't believe that. But if you're an average, if you're mediocre, I mean, if you depend on YouTube to learn all the skills that you need to learn, right? You may end up with an average, you know, you may end up being amongst everyone, because everyone, their moms, their pops are becoming real estate wholesalers these days. So if you don't find a way to stand out, yes, there's a good chance that, you know, you're going to end up in competition. But as far as making money as fast as humanly possible, the only way to really do that is to build a list. Get into the game of cash buyer list building, okay? And then monetize that list even long before you close your first deal, okay? What do I mean by monetize that list? Find offers, something that you know is related to real estate that you know they may be interested in, but it's also attached to an affiliate income, right? That means you can offer it to people on your list. You can make an affiliate commission, usually 40, 50, 60%, right? They will be happy to buy this product. Basically, you sign up for any affiliate platform such as clickbank.com. You go to offervault.com. Just find real estate related products or marketing related products, right? JVZoo.com. There's quite a few of them out there. But even my platform here, we do offer affiliate. You can become an affiliate for free. And then you simply offer that to your list as you're building your list. As you're building your list, basically, you're offering this product to these people, informational product, right? When they buy, you can make $40, $50, $60, $1,000, even $5,000 from somebody simply clicking on your link, your affiliate link, and then buying something. And you can take that money and turn around and remarket and use to remarket and continue to market and build your list perpetually. You can feed your family off of that even way before you close the deal. But guess what? Actually allows you to close, actually enhances your chances of ever closing a deal. Does that make sense? That's the fastest way to make money. But of course, that's a brand new concept that when it comes to real estate wholesaling that no one else is talking about yet. So if you want more information about that, frankly, I think you should go ahead and download this book. That's number one. It's a Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Just get the book in PDF. It's also available in the paperback like this. It's available as an audio book. It's available on Kindle as well. But if you go there right now, I also give you a bonus, which is Real Estate Money Secrets, okay? But basically, the idea here is instead of you becoming a slave to the game and then chasing every deal around like everybody and then worrying about competition, you basically find a way to stand out. You're not desperate. You're not chasing deals, right? You're basically giving much more value because you're building a list. You're building a list, but you're giving much more value to these people. And when they buy a little bit of something from a guru or anything like that, you're making a little bit of a commission. And when you do make that commission, you're able to continue to process until you close your first deal and then more deals and then more deals and then more deals and then more deals and then more deals. So that's what I think the way. So I agree, data is very, very important, okay? And the only part about data I disagree is that I don't think you should drive around town collecting data. I think you can collect data a lot more cheaper right here from your computer. All you have to do is learn a few skills, okay? Or just have $40, $50, you know, less than $50, you can have access to all the data you want, vacant properties, pre-foreclosures, tax delinquents. You can have access to all the data you want from your computer. It's 2019 and beyond. You can't afford to be wasting time around town collecting data, writing them down, entering them into an app. You can have other people do that for you if you choose to, but you don't want to be doing that by yourself. Your time is worth a lot more than money. Does that make sense? All right, so with that being said, yes, data is very important, but I think investing yourself is a lot more important. I think when it comes to making money as fast as humanly possible, just get good at building a list, okay? Building a list perpetually, ever-growing list of cash buyers, real estate professionals, real estate wholesalers, real estate anybody interested in real estate, and marketing, because this is about marketing at the end of the day, right? Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and